The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Have you ever been asked the question, what is your favorite food? Well, for someone who adores food and loves to try anything and everything, I can't really answer that question. But what I can say is that one of my favorite things to eat are noodles. So let me take you on a journey where we discover familiar and unique noodle dishes from around the world. So sit back and relax, because it's noodle time! Hello and welcome back to another episode of Noodle Time. And this week is episode 9. And I am very excited to be talking about today's episode because I've been holding this topic for so long. I've been wanting to talk about this for a very long time. And this week's topic is the Philippines. And part of the reason why I was really excited is because I myself, I'm a Filipino. And another reason is here at Dominican, we have this club called Capamilia. This might be really off topic, but it will tie into Filipino culture and a little bit of our history. But 2 weeks ago, we had our first ever in-person Filipino culture night. And we had a great privilege to have our very own professor, Professor Stewart, to do the sound for us. And it was really an honor for him to see what Filipino culture is all about through singing, through dancing, and through acting even. And even the audience got to see it, got to see a taste of what Filipino culture is all about. And that was only a taste, because there is so much more for Filipino culture to offer. We also have a big food culture. There is so many different regions of the Philippines. When you look at the islands as a whole, there are over 5,000 different islands, some of them which have been untouched, unexplored even. And some of them are inhabitable because of the environment and because of the wildlife that's over there, or because of the greenery, that the poisonous greenery that may be there. But other than that, Filipino culture, there's so many different regions out there, so many different techniques that are used by different regions of the country. And since this is a noodle podcast, there are so many different types of noodles. And since there's so many regions of the Philippines, there's so many different types of ways to create this dish. And being a Filipino myself, I grew up here in America for most of my life. Well, actually for all of my life. I was born in America, but my parents are from the Philippines. But they taught me and they grew me like a true Filipino. And growing up in America, I was surrounded by a lot of other different types of Filipinos, because there is a really big culture of Filipinos all around North America and, quite frankly, all over the world. And I'm just so excited to be talking about a culture that I grew up in, a culture that defines me as a person. And what better way to be talking about Filipino culture and Filipino noodle dishes than to bring in a guest that is not only a good friend of mine, but he also participated in our Capamilia's Filipino culture night. He is known by the name of DJ Fig, and he is a great speaker when it comes to movies, but he is also a proud Filipino, and I would love to give the red carpet, give me an opportunity to introduce my guest, DJ Fig.
Thank you, Noodle Guy, for having me. Honestly, I'm really glad you told me how proud I am to be Filipino. I feel like that it's not talked about in society of how important the Filipinos are. So I'm just glad to be here, especially with the noodles. Oh, don't even get me started with Filipino noodles. I'll be happy to talk about it.
Thank you so much for hopping on this podcast. My first question for you, before we hop into the topic about noodles, what region from the Philippines are you from, or is your family from?
It's a great question. So, my dad is based in Manila, and it's in the northern side of the Philippines, and it's probably the most well-known part of the Philippines, to be honest, as the capital is Manila. And my mom, however, is from the southern side of the Philippines, and it's generally different compared to the Manila side, as the Manilas are, I would say, Catholic, while on the southern side, it's pretty based on Muslim and more on the Chinese side. And yeah, my mom is from Davao. It's a city in the south. And yeah.
That's really interesting. And that brings me to my next question. What is your favorite noodle dish? And did it have an influence on any of the cultural factors from your origin of the Philippines? Or did it have any influence on where your mom lived or where your dad lived?
Yeah, totally. It's a great question. My favorite Filipino noodle dish would have to be sopas. And it's basically just a mix of vegetables and macaroni noodles with bacon. That's one of the key ingredients, bacon. And it's just so creamy. And it's something I really grew up in. And my dad would make it because it's something he grew up on. It's what influenced him to make these noodles to me personally. That's why I love it. I hope my dad teaches me how to make sopas so I could influence it onto my children to keep the culture going on. As that's what my Lola, also known as Grandma, if you guys didn't know, she would make that for my father throughout high school.
So that's really interesting how you noted, you mentioned how there is macaroni in sopas. It's pretty interesting because in Italian cuisine, macaroni is something that is really popular. It's a type of pasta. So it's very unique to see a pasta noodle to be incorporated in a Filipino dish.
No, yeah, definitely. I just feel that the Philippines is a third world country. So they weren't introduced to many different types of pasta, I'd say, of like, how do I say it, the more expensive side. And my family on my dad's side didn't grow up rich. They had to settle for the little things, and sopas was probably the cheapest way for feeding a family of six. And yeah.
So for me, I've had sopas one time in my life. I would say it's kind of like a Filipino style chicken noodle soup. You know how a typical family, whenever their child gets sick, they always want chicken noodle soup to get better. Do you see this dish as a sort of comfort food, a sort of food that, you know, makes you warm and keeps you up when you're out under the weather?
Yeah, similar to that, I look at it as a different story. I look at sopas as a sign of community. Being in a family of six, we'd always have parties, and the one dish that would always be there is sopas. And whenever I eat sopas, it just reminds me of just community as a whole. Countless emotions being made, happy, comforting. It's just a feel-good experience. It's just when it goes in my mouth, I don't know how to explain it. Every time I eat it, it just brings back nostalgia.
So while we're still on the topic of Filipino food that has been influenced by different cultures, one of the most popular restaurant franchises in the Philippines is Jollibee. And one of their most popular dishes is Filipino spaghetti. And if you don't mind, I'm sure you have Filipino spaghetti before. Would you like to compare and contrast a Western-style spaghetti versus a Filipino-style spaghetti?
Yeah, 100%. So the Western-style spaghetti is mainly more on the savory side and salty. They use rich ingredients, whereas the Filipino spaghetti, their main component ingredient important for spaghetti is banana ketchup. If you guys don't know what banana ketchup is, it's basically mashed bananas with a mix of seasonings, and they make it look like ketchup by adding food coloring. And what's also special about the Filipino spaghetti is that they just add hot dogs, specifically the red hot dogs. The red hot dogs is more on like, how do I explain it? It's different from the Western style hot dogs. It's not like a sausage. It's different. You just have to try it yourself. It's honestly very different from the ordinary hot dogs you guys would eat. And yeah.
And just to add on to DJ Fig's answer, Filipino spaghetti as well as Western style spaghetti that you all most likely have tried are both tomato based. But Filipino spaghetti, we Filipinos like our food sweet. So it's sort of like this sweet sauce as opposed to Western style spaghetti being more savory. And you would see seasonings in Western style, such as oregano. You'd see thyme sometimes, as opposed to in Filipino spaghetti, you'd see toppings like hot dogs. You'd see toppings like cheese. It could be artificial, it could be real cheese. And there's just so much variety. And it's Filipino spaghetti, I would say, is a true dish of what our food has to offer. It's a little bit of one of the best foods that you could try if you've never had Filipino food before in your life. And Jollibee is a fast food chain, so it's a great way to tackle Filipino cuisine. My last question for you, DJ Fig, is there is a national noodle dish of the Philippines. It's called pancit. Have you ever had this one?
Oh yeah, I've had pancit.
And so my question for you is, what was your first opinion on pancit, and where do you usually see this dish?
So if you guys don't know what pancit is, it's basically our way of making a stir-fry noodle dish, pretty much. There's a lot of vegetables, there's a lot of meats you can make. It's honestly, you can make a different type of variety of pancit, if you know what I'm saying. And my opinion on pancit is, I'm not a big fan of it. A lot of people like to replace their rice with pancit. And personally, it's too greasy for me. A lot of oils they use. And I honestly see it a lot at parties, and many Filipinos love it, but personally for me, I do not. And there's this other type of pancit called pancit canton. Pancit canton is Filipinos' instant ramen, pretty much. There's many flavors, such as garlic, hot, calamansi. If you guys don't know what calamansi, it's pretty much just like a lime and lemon-based type of fruit, pretty much. And pancit canton is really good. I love it. It's honestly a last resort meal. And I'm just proud that us Filipinos have come up with these types of noodle dishes. We're very different from many of the other cultures, as we are more on the sweet side, which is not bad. I love it. And I really want to know your opinion on pancit canton. I totally forgot about that. Thank you.
That's really funny because I was actually going to talk about Pansit Canton as well. And so basically, Pansit Canton is the main instant noodle of the Philippines. And for me personally, it's something that hits home because it's something that's easy to make. It's very accessible, super cheap. I would say it's sometimes cheaper than some instant noodles you can get here in the United States. But overall, thank you so much, DJ Fig, for coming onto this podcast and giving your input. Filipino culture is a mix of different traditions around the surrounding countries, but it also has its unique personality and its unique characteristics to come with it. This was Noodle Time, and this was
DJ Fig.
Thank you guys so much for listening.